We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Ready?
A proposed mega merger between two of America's largest supermarket chains has been blocked by the courts. Kroger had agreed to buy Albertsons for around $25 billion, but a pair of judges blocked the plan yesterday. And this morning, Albertsons says the deal is dead. It's off, accusing Kroger of failing to overcome government objections. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady is with us now. Kelly, what happened here?
Good morning to you. So, look, we all care about our grocery prices, right? Kroger and Albertsons argued the proposed deal, which would have been the largest supermarket merger in history, is good for consumers. Now, the two companies promised to pay for price cuts through expected cost savings. They also argued it would expand customer choice by better equipping their stores to compete with giants like Walmart, Costco, Amazon. But a federal judge in Oregon chose to temporarily block the deal, siding with the Federal Trade Commission, eight states, and the District of Columbia. All of them argued the merger would reduce competition and worsen inflation. They also said it would hurt employees, since the two companies would no longer be competing for labor. Now, in a separate case, a judge in Washington state came to a similar conclusion, this time permanently barring the merger. And remember, Kroger, Albertsons, they each operate more than 2,000 stores across 30-plus states and control other chains like King Soopers and Safeway. The FTC said in a statement the win protects competition in the grocery market. Albertsons warned it might have to lay off workers and even close stores, though, with no deal.
Oh, come on, everybody. Come on. So this is what we were talking about with regard to high food prices, when everybody was, you know, screaming and yelling about high food prices and elected a guy who is going to actually allow a merger, a monopoly to occur between two giant grocery retailers that would end competition between the two giant grocery retailers. Competition seems to have the effect of anybody, anybody, Bueller, raising, lowering prices, lowering price. Right. And so, Smoot Hawley. So anyway, this is a good day. This is a good day for people who eat. This is a good day for people who buy groceries. This is a good day for farmers. This is a good day for union workers who work at these supermarkets. This is a good day for people who did not realize that Albertsons, okay, includes Safeway and Vons, that Albertsons has 2,200 stores. Yes, 2,200 stores in 34 states. This is a good day for people who didn't realize that Kroger has 2,700 stores in about 20 states and has, like, if you're shopping at, well, I don't shop at Kroger's. I shop at Harris Teeter. You're shopping at Kroger's. Harris Teeter is Kroger's. But I don't shop at Kroger's. I shop at Ralph's. You're shopping at Kroger's because Ralph's, what a ridiculous name for a supermarket to make it sound like, like hurling. I don't know. You know, it's like come for the listeria, stay for the, you know, the public bathroom. I don't know. But anyway, that is owned also by Kroger, Ralph says. Fred Meyer. I don't shop at Kroger's. I shop at Fred Meyer. Fred Meyer is also Kroger's. You see what I mean? It's like the only independent one. Well, they're not even independent, but the like Piggly Wiggly, the little, you know, and the, all right. So there's that. But otherwise, we're talking about a monopoly for grocery stores, and a judge blocked the Kroger Albertsons merger. And it is a win for farmers because here, check this out. So let's say you're a farmer and you're growing corn. Okay. And you need to sell it. And you would like to sell it to a grocery store. Is there just the one? Yeah, there's just the one. So how do I negotiate? You don't. They say, this is what we're going to pay for corn. You want to sell to us? If you don't, we'll go to somebody else. Screw you. The end of you. Oh, you want to work here? Oh, you're a union member? Go someplace else. We don't recognize the union. We're not a union shop. But you were before the merger. Yes, but we don't have to be now because we don't compete with each other anymore. We are it. We are the monolith. We are the grocery store. We're the grocery store. It's like we're the phone company. Doesn't anybody remember what a joke that was when we didn't have choices and when prices? It's kind of an amazing thing that they want to go back. And by back, I mean to, the Gilded Age. Hello. That's right. That's where we're going. We're going to the Gilded Age. We're going where the very, very top elite families, the names that you will begin to know if you don't know them already, the Musks, the Teals, the Andreessens, the Sachs. Okay, the families that, own most of the wealth in this here country, they're going to tell you what you can and can't have. And, you know, while we celebrate this victory as a victory for not just us, not just for farmers, not just for workers, it is a victory for the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, which, by the way, the merger won't exist. The grocery store won't exist, but neither will the FTC. Incoming. Yes, the head of the FTC, who is somebody that the Trump billionaires hate, her name's Lena, okay? She did a fabulous, fabulous job, yay her, for, breaking up the ability for a grocery chain to become the grocery store, the phone company, okay? It's like Walmart did it, right? And this is who, they go, well, we can't compete against Walmart. I mean, we have to, have one It's so, but you know, listen, celebrate what you can and celebrate it when you can.
Just today, we actually had a victory. Let's stop and do a smile for a minute. These don't come so often. So you know how there are all these grocery stores out there and the whole idea is they will compete with each other and keeps prices low. We've known for a long time. In fact, there are only two. Yeah. I get that there are a lot of names. There's, you know, there's Shaw's and there's Star and there's Ralph's and there's Vaughn's and right. Yeah. They're just two companies that own the two.
All of them.
And the two said, let's merge, right? What could possibly
to a uni
go
company.
Wrong?
Yeah.
Yes, we will be a uni company and not have to do nasty things like compete with each other on prices in these different markets. The FTC took them to court, said, no, you can't do that. And today, this very day, the FTC won, go Lena Khan.
Okay.
Go forces that say we're going to keep some competition in this economy. I celebrate that partly to remind everybody why it matters, because blocking that merger means at least we still have some competition.
We have some time. Yeah.
And that's really important. And also to remind you, it is possible to do it. And these regulatory agencies already have law. We don't have to pass new laws.
Right.
We just have to get people into those places who have the courage.
Lena Khan is one of those people who had the courage. She and a bunch of state attorney generals. And again, this is where we're going to have to go looking for any sort of, market regulation or decency or anti-dumping or, whatever it is that is about to be decimated because, the billionaires want it all and taking the funding away from people like the FTC, the federal. Listen, Elon Musk has been bitching about the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Oh, yeah, what could go wrong by getting rid of the Securities and Exchange Commission when you have an incoming president who will be the very first president to ever own a publicly traded company? I mean, why would you want a Securities and Exchange Commission looking at him? What? He certainly doesn't. You know what I mean? So we're about to see the end of all these regulatory agencies. Some people in this audience will go, yay, I don't want any regular until you go to the grocery store and a loaf of bread is $8. $9. You know how we look at the people in the Middle East? They're always lining up for bread. Always lining up for bread. And you wonder, how does that freaking happen? How does that happen? Why is there no bread? You're about to find out is what it is. But Lena Khan, did you know that inside the FTC, is, until there isn't, but there is a Bureau of Competition to make sure there is some. Now, can you imagine Donald Trump, he owns Trump Media, no, it's publicly traded, no SEC.